tore the veil and said, it is done. It is finished. And we give you thanks. Change things up just a little bit, not a lot, but just a little bit. You know, we keep seeing things happen in this world and keep happening in culture, and it just seems like things don't get any better. About every week, there's another shooting take place. Every week, something else happens that we don't know what to do about, always concerned about. But the thing is as concerned as we get about these things, as concerned as we see when things seem to be just absolutely crazy, our political window is just absolutely busting with silliness. And I say that with all love and respect. And then I see the things that are going on in our world, and it's no wonder things are falling apart because we can't get together on many things. And so I think sometimes we need to just take a moment and breathe and talk about it as a church. Because it just seems like things don't get any better. However, as we look at that, I want you to know that that's exactly how Jesus said it was going to happen. He said, you know what, it's going to be crazy. And he said, you know something else, you're going to be persecuted. If you're doing your job right, you're going to be persecuted. And we see that in so many different ways. You see the persecution come on the horizon. In fact, the Lord over and over again said, you're going to have persecution. You're going to have these problems. You know, I didn't come to take away trouble. I came actually to bring a sword. And you're going to have people that are going to be against you. You're going to have people that are for you. You're going to have people that love you. You're going to have people who hate you. And if you're a Christian believer and you're actually doing your job right, you're really going to be hated. Because you're going to be telling people the truth. And listen, I don't know if you've looked, we're getting into political season now. The truth is not really valued in many ways, right? It's not really valued a lot. Because when you begin to start telling the truth, people don't like you very much. I mean, we've got to tell the truth. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you the truth right now. It has nothing to do with my message or God or necessarily, indirectly it does. But if we keep spending money the way that we spend money, we're going bankrupt. That's the truth. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. I'm just telling you, you know, I've tried this method of getting out of debt, of spending more. And you can't spend your way out of debt, okay? I'm just telling you, that's the truth. Let me tell you something else that's the truth. If you keep promoting killing little innocent babies all the way to their ninth month, you're going to have a society that is going to be lecherous and evil. You can't keep doing that and expect things to work out okay. I'm just telling you the truth. And I'll tell you something. If I was to say those two things that I just told you, if I was to put those on Facebook, I would be lambasted. In fact, let me just tell you this. I put those two things on Facebook, and I was lambasted, okay? I mean, I was attacked from every corner of the world, all right? And you begin to start telling the truth. Let me just give you another truth. If you go out and you tell people, you put this on Facebook. In fact, you know, as Christians, maybe we ought to just join together, and everyone in the whole country who claims to be a Christian would get on there and put on Facebook and say, Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. And just do that all the same day. I want to tell you something, boy, you have an uproar like crazy. This is why I will always try to tell you the truth, that as best that I know it. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm not always successful because sometimes I get biased. I'm biased like other people can get to be biased, but I try to stay close to the truth. And the only way I can do it is to stay close to the Word. All right, and I'm just going to be telling you the truth. Listen, we're in perilous times. We're in perilous times, and we shouldn't be surprised by it because Jesus said perilous times are going to come. There's going to be men who are lovers of themselves. In fact, why don't we look at the Bible and read that? Because the church is now under attack with not knowing what the truth is. And I want to tell you something. The truth brings persecution. And there are many in the church community that don't want persecution. We want to be loved by everybody. Let's just love everybody. Oh, Rob, we just love you so much. I'd hug you, but I don't get hit by your husband, okay? Or your husband. Let's just love. You know, we want to embrace the world, and we want to tell them how much we love them. But the thing is love is not telling the world what they want to hear. Love is telling them what they need to hear. And the church is wanting to tell them what they want to hear, because then the world will love us back, and they'll be in love. They aren't going to love us. If we tell them a lie, they're not going to love us. They're just going to think we're a bunch of rude. You know what a rube is? No good. I'm not going to tell you. It's not a good thing. They're just going to think that we're patsy. That's what they'll think of. You know, they'll say, oh, yeah, well, you know, the church is finally on board. And in reality, they'll have very little respect for us. The only way they're going to really respect us is if we tell them the truth and we stand up for it and we don't shrink back. Because that's what Jesus did. Everyone likes to talk about in the scriptures where it says, judge not lest you be judged. And see, we take that scripture out of context for one thing, because Paul, the apostle, later said, you know what, he who is spiritual judges all things. So don't tell me not to judge. What it was talking about is judging people's salvation. We can't judge if someone is saved or not, because we don't know what God's working in them or what he's doing in them or what he's going to do in them. We can't tell them they're going to go to hell. We can tell them they're going to go to hell if they don't receive Jesus. You can't tell that to an individual. We don't know what's going to happen to that person. And that's the truth. But we still need to tell them the truth. We need to tell them. If the bridge is out and you're on the road and the bridge is out, if you keep going down that road, you're going to fall off the embankment and you're going to die. If you keep going that way, that's what's going to happen. And they may not want to hear it. They may not care about it. They may say, you know what? You don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you're just a bigot. You're just a this. You're just a that. No, I'm just telling you the truth. If you keep going down this road, it's going to lead to destruction. And Jesus did that for them. He told them, I'm the way. I'm the truth. And I'm the life. No one. Everyone say no one. No one gets to God except through me. You don't get there through a nice, fancy religion. You don't get there by being nice, although being nice is a good thing. You get there by committing your life to me, because I am the only Messiah that exists. I am the only sacrifice that exists. I am the only person who can die for your sins. There's no one else who can do it. You know, I don't mean to offend the Muslims. I don't mean to offend the Buddhists. I don't mean to offend the Hindus, but I'm going to, because I'm going to tell you, it's only through Jesus Christ. You've got some really nicey-nicey things about your religion. You say some good things in some of the writings that you have, but unless you have the saying that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he is the only way of salvation, then you are lost. And I say that because I love you and care about you. I don't want you to go off the bridge. That's the truth. And we got to love people enough to tell them the truth. My grandson comes to me all the time and wants to do things that he should not be doing. And guess what I tell him? No. Well, you big hater, you. Telling people no. No. I love them. No, son, you cannot. My little grandson, you cannot go and play around the oven. I'm sorry. Yeah, but my ball is on the top, is up there. Well, I'll get it for you. You can't go over there. You cannot play around it. Well, I want to do this. I want to stay out till 2 in the morning. Is it prom night? No. Then no. Well, you hate me. So, you know, one of these times when someone says that, well, you just hate me. I just want to say, you're right. I hate your guts. I just hate you enough to love you to tell you that those kind of behaviors are dangerous. I had a 14-year-old in my office one time that was telling me how she thought it was okay to be out with her boyfriend till 2 a.m. Well, I'm not going to let anything happen. I'm going, honey, you don't know what you've let happen. And what she didn't like, she didn't talk to me. I mean, she talked to me later on at a wedding or something that she was at, but she didn't talk to me the rest of the time because I told her, no, hon, being out at 2 a.m. with your boyfriend is not a good idea. You need to be doing what your parents tell you to do because they love you. You know what? That's what the world is doing now. When we tell them about the truth that's in the gospel, when we tell them that, no, this is not pleasing to God. I had to tell that to a pastor one time. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. But this lifestyle is not approved by God. Well, where do you get that? Well, let's look at the Word. Oh, there you go. Getting into the Word. Where am I supposed to go? Am I supposed to go, you know, am I supposed to call up, you know, phone a friend or something? Is it okay if we do this? I've already phoned a friend. And he told me, no, don't do that. It's dangerous. Boy, I better get into the Word myself, huh? Instead of just rambling. Sometimes I get so frustrated when I see us compromise so much. Let's read a little bit. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, it says, or chapter 3, it says this. But know this, okay? Paul is talking to Timothy, a young pastor. He's writing to him. Because Timothy, a young pastor, is not being liked very much by some of the people. In fact, Paul has to tell Timothy, the young pastor, you know what, don't let anybody despise your youth. Hold to the truth. Follow me as I follow Christ. You know, he's giving him, you know, but tell him the truth. Let him know what righteousness is. Let him know what the Word of God says. And Timothy, because he's young, people like to go up to him and say, listen, I've lived longer than you, Timothy. I know what's better. And Paul's having to tell him, don't let him despise your youth. You hold truth to the truth that's in the Word. And he goes and he's telling Timothy, he said, know this, verse 1, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemous they would be. They would be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud. Do you see that in society? Do we see that? Oh my goodness. It's all over the place. This is a picture of our society now. And not only here, it's the same thing in Australia. It's the same thing in Bali. It's the same thing everywhere. Men have adopted their own faith and their own religion, and they've stopped listening to God's Word. Why? So they can be liked. So they can be loved. So that they'll be coddled. I don't need to be coddled by the world. I've been polluted by it long enough. How about you? He says, know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. I don't know about you, but that sounded like my high school. When I was going to high school, that was us. Proud, boasters, blasphemers, love money. He goes on and says, unloving. Verse 3, unforgiving, slanderers, liars, politics. It's so gross. I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on. It's so gross to see some of the political ads. It's so gross because it's just slandering and lying and telling half-truths, not whole truths. They'd be unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Despisers of good. Does that sound familiar? Let me tell you something. You go tell someone about it. There's nothing better you could do in your life than to see someone who has need, sit down with them and love them and tell them that Jesus loves them. Nothing more loving you can do for anybody. If you begin to do that too often, people will hate you for it. It's you get too out there. Just go on Facebook. Let's do a test. Just go on Facebook and say, just want to let you know that Jesus Christ loves you and he is the only way to salvation. Please come to Jesus. You're going to get a lot of good responses because there are good people out there who know the truth. But you're going to get a lot of people who are going to hate you. They say, you big bigot. You bigot. Well, let me just tell you something. Title of my sermon when I began this was The Benefits. Because we're doing a series on benefits. And this today is our time. Now that last week we did the benefits of life, and then on Sunday night we did the benefits of life and the presence of God. Now this week we're doing the benefits of suffering. The benefits of suffering. Because see, nobody likes to suffer. How many of you want to suffer? Anybody want to suffer in here? Just raise your hand. Come on, raise your hand, because I need someone to work on my patio. Anyone need to suffer? I need some sufferers who are willing to come and work on my patio. No one wants to suffer. But Paul said this. I want to know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering. Now, his suffering isn't necessarily coming down with cancer. That's not the suffering of Christ. His suffering is not necessarily being in a car accident and something bad happening. That's not the suffering of Christ. The suffering of Christ is being going to the world and telling them the truth and see what happens to you. Because what happens will happen to you if you do that is the same thing that happened to Christ. Remember when Christ did it? Oh, there were some people that really liked him. You know why they liked him? Why a lot of people liked him? Because he did things for them. He healed them. He fed them. And for those, the common person who was looking for truth, they loved him because they heard the truth. But guess who didn't like him? The ones who did not want to hear the truth. They wanted to perpetuate the lie. And the lie was, if you'll just be with us, love us, and do things our way, we'll love you. And that was a lie. Because they didn't love people. They just wanted what they could get from them. And you're being lied to. If this ruins your Sunday, hey, just don't worry. Football is on the way. Okay? You can enjoy Sunday again. But see, the whole church is even falling into the trap. Not the whole church. Parts of the church are falling into that trap. They want to tell people what they want to hear because they want to coddle them because they want to be liked. And you know what? The church can't be liked by the world. We can't. We've got to tell them the truth. We can't be their best friend. We've got to be their parents many times and tell them what the truth is. What does he go on? He continues. Says they'd be brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They would have a form of godliness, but they would deny its power. Everyone say form of godliness. They'd have a form of godliness. Say it, form of godliness. That's not what the church is to be about. We're not to have a form of godliness. We're to have real godliness. And the only way to be really godly is to obey the truth that's in the Word of God, to be obedient. And that obedience will bring suffering. But when suffering comes, or persecution comes, more appropriately, persecution comes, the Bible says, rejoice and be exceeding glad. Be glad when they mock you. Be glad when they tell you, oh, you're just a goody-goody two-shoes. Be glad when they say, oh, you just think you're better than everybody. Be glad when they persecute you because they've done that to me. They've done that to the apostles. They've done that throughout the ages to everyone who told them the truth. There's never been a group that's been more persecuted and martyred than Christian people throughout history. Throughout the Crusades, the Christians were being martyred as much as any other group. Why? Because it was the group that held to the truth of the Scriptures and didn't go with the lie. And many churches are going with the lie because it's easier. Because maybe they'll be able to keep their tax-exempt status. Because then people will tell them that we're good. If the world is telling you that you're good, you know what the Bible says about that? It says, be careful. be careful when everyone looks at you and says, oh, you're good. Because if everyone says it, then you're not reaching anyone. Because of that, we have massive persecution. And we've had persecution. Let me just say, you know, Islam, Muslims, I love them. Jesus loves them. He's reaching many of them. But they're a false religion. Okay, they're a false religion. We love them, though. We want them in our church. Not to teach, but to listen. We want them here. Because then they'll help us to hear the truth. The Jews, they're God's national people. Through the Jews, the Word of God came. We were engrafted in their vine. But they need Jesus. But you don't go and shoot them. That's hate. That's real hate. And let me just tell you this. No matter what you hear on the news, today, this very moment, the most persecuted group of people, you may not know it because we live in a country that is quote-unquote free, the most persecuted group of people in the world is Christianity. And we saw that this last week when over 300 of them, was it? How many was it? Were killed? Were martyred? That is what you see. What you don't see is Christians being sold into slavery, even as we right now in Africa, in certain parts of Africa, there are Christian women and children who are being sold into slavery in all forms of gross prostitution and gross abuse. While we live in pretty much a free country at the moment. But he said perilous times are going to come. You're going to see all this. All this is going to happen. But he said, don't be afraid. Do not get depressed. Don't get despondent. I'm telling you beforehand that this is going to happen so that when it does happen, you'll know what's going on. He says, be of good cheer because he says, I've overcome it all. I've overcome the world. Jesus already paid the price. He already went to the cross for us. He already died the death. He already rose from the dead. And he says, you know what? I did it. Now you're going to enter into it. When James and John came to their mother and got their mother to go to Jesus and say, Jesus, ask them if we can sit next to him. Ask if we can be on one on the right and one on the left. And so James and John's mother, these two grown men, get their mommy to go to Jesus for him and goes to him and says, can my son sit one on the right and one on the left? He says, no, it's not for me to give. But then he says, when he was looking at those disciples, he says, are you able to drink of the drink that I'm going to drink? Are you able to take of the cup that I'm going to take of? And they said, well, yeah, we can do that. Said, well, you will do that. You will. But I can't give you the right or the left of my seat, but you're going to drink of my cup. What was he saying? He's saying, you're going to suffer. You're going to be persecuted. Why? Because you're drinking of the same cup that I'm drinking of, the cup of life. You're going to drink of the persecution that the world gives to anyone who stands up for the truth of God's word. You will drink of it. And let me just tell you, because it doesn't feel like it. It doesn't feel like it at all. We just want to sit down and watch the Colts win the Super Bowl. That's all we want to do, right? Guys, you like the Colts? Or we just want to sit down and watch our favorite shows, you know, eat popcorn and pop. And I'm not against that. I did that this weekend, all right? But it's a blessing to be persecuted for Christ, even though it doesn't feel like it. At first, in fact, the Lord said this, at first it seems grievous. It doesn't seem right. But he said, if you endure it, you'll be rewarded. He said, so be it. Be happy. Because guess what? I did it. If Jesus would be persecuted for all the good things that he did, if Jesus would be persecuted for telling the truth, and that's all he did was tell the truth, He just told him the truth. And he was killed for it. Tortured for it. Murdered. Unrighteously. Illegally murdered. They had to break, like, I think it was like 17 or 18, the Jews had to break 17 or 18 laws of their own. They had to break their own laws to get Jesus condemned. And sent to the cross. And he did it willingly. He did it for us. He says, if it happened to me, it's going to happen to you. So if it doesn't ever happen, truth are you standing by? Because if you stand by the truth, there are going to be people call you bigots. There are going to be people call you haters. There are going to be people that are going to look at you and they're going to say, well, you just hate me. Or you just a bigot. You just discriminate. You just this or you just that. Let me tell you something. We're not bigots. We don't discriminate. I want everybody in this church. I want, if you're an alcoholic, I want you on the front row. I want you on the front row. And if you are an alcoholic today and you need Jesus, if you're having struggles with alcohol, I want you to come up and get prayer. I want you to be here. I want you to be here every Sunday. If you're living a lifestyle that's wrong, that's evil, I want you in our church. I'm not going to let you teach it. I'm not going to let you tell other people it's okay. But I want you in here because I want you to hear the truth. What does the Bible say? It says that the truth is what sets us free, not compromise. Boy, you guys are really quiet. Is this really a terrible sermon today? You guys are really quiet. You're going, man, what got under his saddle? Just the truth. Just the truth. And the truth needing to be applied to a society that's trying to run away from the truth as fast as it possibly can. It's trying to live the life of luxury. It's trying to live the life of do whatever you want to do, be whoever you want to be. You know, I heard this so many times, you know, just be who you want to be. You know what? I thank the Lord that God didn't let me just be who I wanted to be, because if I would have been who I wanted to be, you would have hated me for being a jerk to this day. And some of you might not like me for being a jerk anyway, but you really would have. God loved me enough to let me fall into the gutter and tell me not to stay there. That he had a better way and a better road. And the world thinks that it has the way and it has the road, and it does not. It is dying rapidly. And it's coming to an end quickly. When, I don't know. If I knew, I wouldn't tell you because you wouldn't believe me anyway. Jesus didn't tell us because he says it's not for you to know. You just keep doing my word. You keep being the believer that I've called you to be. You'll be persecuted. You'll be hated. But no, I'm with you. I'm with you. What did he say to his disciples? I'm with you to the very end. I love John the Baptist's formula. And if you've never heard this before, this is the formula of God. Jesus must enter. We must enter. That's what God said. He must increase. We must decrease. And that hurts. How many of you want to decrease? No, why? We like increases, right? How many of you got a pay raise this last year? Anybody get a pay raise? I didn't either. Oh, you did? Oh, one person got a pay. You like those, right? Yeah, absolutely. We all want to increase. I want more. I want to increase. And John, and it's not about pay, okay? John the Baptist, they were worshiping him, basically, coming to him. And then they started complaining about Jesus. See this Jesus? He keeps taking all the disciples away. John had to tell him, it's not about me. Not about me. There's a lot of people think it's about them. Not about me. Jesus must increase. I have to decrease. When you let Jesus increase in your life and you decrease in your life, you'll be more ready to tell people what they need to hear, the truth, that there's coming a day when Jesus is coming back. And if you have not repented of your sins, if you have not given your life to Christ, you are in danger of hellfire, is what the Bible says. We're just telling you what the Bible says. If you disagree with that, then complain to the Bible. Don't complain to me. I'm going to tell you the truth. If you're living a lifestyle you shouldn't be living in, get out of it. If you're doing something that you're not supposed to be doing, stop doing it. The Bible says that. The Bible actually says that. If you're stealing, stop it. If you're cheating on someone, stop it. If you're doing something that's evil, stop doing it and start following Christ. Okay? Follow the Word of God. That's not a popular message in the church. You won't hear that in a whole lot of churches. You'll hear it in some, even some here in Huntington, because they're telling you the truth. But it's not a popular message. People want to be told how wonderful they are. And Jesus, all he has to do is say, the only reason you are wonderful, but the only reason you're wonderful is because I'm wonderful and you're in me. And that's what makes you wonderful. Sue, you're wonderful. But it's not because you're good at organizing fish fries, which you are very good at. Yeah, did you? Boy, that would save us. We could just get, we wouldn't have to hardly serve any fish, would we? That's what, why don't you do that and charge $900? Let's see, if we can get 10 people, we will have made a lot more than we did last time, right? It's all about Jesus. And you know what the wonderful thing is? When you make it all about Jesus, guess what? He makes it all about you. When you make it about Jesus, he'll make it about you. Because if you deny me, I'm going to deny you. If you receive me, I receive you. It's your choice. So what is this? What is the message? Here's the message. If we're going to have persecution, we're going to have problems, but we're going to stick to the truth. Even if it costs us our tax exempt status, we're going to stick to the truth. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to lose my job. But if it means sticking to the truth, I've got to choose. Do I please men or do I please God? No. God or men? I think we'll please God. Right? Please God. Come you know what or high water. Please God. And we do it not because it makes us better. Because you know what? Many times, a lot of people see it as, like I said, you'll get people to complain about this. We do it. And not to look down our nose at people. We don't look down our nose because we have no right to do that. Because we are sinners too. We've got to continually repent of the things we do wrong. We do it. Something about me, if something does not set right with God, it should not set right with us. We may not know why. You can join the club. When you get God figured out totally, let me know. I can't figure him out on everything, but I do know what his word says. And that's what we're going to live by. Amen? Father, we just thank you. We thank you. Lord, we pray for those that are in need, that are being persecuted around the world. I don't want to see anyone hurt. I don't care what their religion is, what they believe. I don't want to see anybody hurt, what their race is. I don't care. Lord, we pray for peace. Peace of Jerusalem. We pray for peace in the region. We pray for peace in our own country. We pray for our leaders that they would get their act together. All of them. We pray, Lord, that you'd help us to stand on the Word of God. And it's true. And it's real. And it's the only thing that we can know for that's true. Help us, Lord, to love those who don't know into the kingdom of God by telling them the truth and loving them, even when they're believing a lie. Help us to love them with the truth. And Father, we thank you for that. Just going to sing a song. And